Now, our next question comes from Tina, and she says, Dr. Meeker, we have a 2.5-year-old son that has been hitting, screaming to make his baby brother cry in the car, and throwing things, you know, all of those good things. Do you have any recommendations on how to stop this behavior? We have tried everything from spanking to timeouts.
Well, boy, oh boy, welcome to the terrible twos. You are right in the midst of it, and you've probably got a very strong-willed son on your hands. And by the way, I love strong-willed kids because these are kids who are going somewhere. The only problem is they're harder to parent. So here's what I would encourage you to do. One, keep your wits about you. He's out of control and he's frustrated and he's expressing his frustration because he can't get his body to do what he wants it to do. He can't express himself the way he thinks he could express himself. So he's a ball of frustration and a lot of his bad behavior is coming from that place. He's not trying to be mean. He's not trying to be a bad kid. He is just explosive all the time. Your job is to stay calm. Your job is to help him contain it. And your job is also to channel that energy in a direction over time that's going to help him and not hurt him. So first of all, if he really is a threat to his little brother or little sister, keep him separated. I mean, do your best to just keep him away because you don't want him to hit the baby over and over. And, you know, it just makes work harder for you and it causes him more frustration. So do what you can to shift his environment or keep him out of situations that are going to cause everybody more frustration. That's the most important thing. The second thing that you want to do is choose a strategy for your discipline. If you change course in the way you discipline and what you discipline for all the time, it's just going to make him crazier. It's going to make him feel crazier. So I would pick 2 or 3 behaviors that really are offensive to you and discipline those behaviors over and over and over until he buckles to them, until he decides he's going to listen to you, and ignore a lot of the other stuff. You know, if he has a temper tantrum, let him have his temper tantrum, but walk away. Say, I don't need to listen to this. Just have your temper tantrum. When you're ready to behave and you're ready to pull it together, you can come back in the room. So just let him have that time. Don't discipline him for temper tantrums, but willful acts of defiance where he looks at you and says, you just told me not to do that. Watch this, Mom. I'm going to go and do what you just told me not to do. So pick a strategy and choose what you're going to discipline for, 2 or 3 acts, willful acts of defiance. And when you choose that, decide exactly what you're going to do. Are you going to pick him up? Are you going to take him to his room? Are you going to take him to a timeout chair? Are you going to spank him? I would really encourage you at 2.5 with a temper tantrum or bad behavior. Spanking doesn't get you very far. It doesn't really help. So I would choose something that he doesn't like, which is probably sitting in a chair in timeout or going to his room. And every time he does that bad behavior, that's the consequence. Same consequence over and over and over. And it interrupts your day. It's a pain in the neck. It's very hard to do, but you have to do it. And third, be patient. You know, the mere fact that you feel like you're failing in not curbing his behavior doesn't mean you're failing. You know, it hasn't worked today or tomorrow or 3 weeks ago. But if you hang in there with a good strategy, you're very pointed in your discipline. You're very calm in your discipline. I promise you it will work. But often it takes months and maybe a year. And that's where you have to really be patient with yourself. So you're in this for a long haul. Be patient with yourself. Pick a good strategy. Keep your wits about you and you'll win.